Audible Inc. presents Getting China and India Right: Strategies for Leveraging Economies for Global Advantage by Anil K. Gupta and Hyan Wang. Narrated by Stowe Lovejoy.
Preface. The central premise underlying this audiobook is that being present in China and India is not the same thing as getting China and India right. Most CEOs and their senior colleagues are well aware that the world's economic center of gravity is shifting from the developed to the emerging economies, in particular, China and India. Notwithstanding this general awareness, very few truly grasp the magnitude and pace of change and the multifaceted nature of the new reality. Fewer still have figured out what these developments mean for the future architecture of their company. Some of the most common mistakes are viewing China and India solely from the lens of offshoring and cost reduction, building marketing strategies that are centered around just the rich cities and the top 5 to 10% of the population, underestimating the ambitions and capabilities of emerging competitors, and treating these two countries as peripheral rather than core to their company's global strategy. The rise of China and India is a game-changing phenomenon. Given the size and rapid growth of these two economies, a suboptimal strategy for China and India is no longer a matter of merely leaving some money on the table. Many of today's Western giants that do not have solid strategies for China and India will face severe threats to their very existence in as little as 10 years, as competitors that are making the most of China and India mark these companies with a bullseye for annihilation or acquisition. Putting in place the right strategies, which we outline in this audiobook, is crucial to leveraging these economies for global advantage. A 2006 report by the American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai reported that 65% of its member companies were profitable, and that nearly one-third of these had profit levels equal to or higher than in other countries. At first blush, these data may suggest that multinational companies are finally beginning to get their China, and similarly India, strategy right. But based on our analysis of and interviews with managers in over 100 companies, we question the validity of any such conclusion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?